get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to WP the Podcast. I'm your host, David Blackman, with my co-host,
Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. Seems like I just talked to you yesterday.
I know, right?
That's right. We've got another great episode for WP the Podcast today. Today, we're going to discuss resources for creating the perfect web design contract. You and I, yeah. Web developers, pretty important. You know, first couple of years, David didn't use any contracts. It was a handshake. My business was 100% local. People knew me in my community. I lived in a very small town, so they trusted me. Wasn't a big deal. As my business started to grow and I started to attract more clients nationally and then ultimately internationally, it became more important to not only protect the client, but to protect myself, because those people didn't have those types of relationships with me set up and built and stuff. So I had to go out and, you know, start using contracts. Well, we're going to show you a few of the places where we, you know, found good contracts to use. And hopefully this will help you as well. This is not by any means the end all be all. This is just some of the tools that we've used for our businesses, and we hope they help you. So I'm going to start off today, Tim, with WP Elevation, Troy Dean. Troy Dean, let's elevate. That's my best Australian accent. I'm so sorry, Sarah and Olga, if you listen to this. We have a couple of Australian friends, and Troy's a podcaster. He's a WordPress web developer, an all-around great guy, does the speaking at a lot of WordPress WordCamps, gives back to the WordPress community, and he has this awesome contract that we use still in our business today called the $10,000 Website Proposal Template. And it's an awesome contract. It's, you know, it kind of covers all the bases, you know, of, you know, the intro, the middle part, what you're going to do for the web client and stuff, as well as the legal verbiage. I mean, he's not an attorney and we're not an attorney. So let me throw that disclaimer out there. But, you know, he puts it in layman's terms. I forget what he calls it. It's like now the, you know, the nitty gritty, and it's basic, very layman term contract stuff. I won't screw you. You don't screw me. We're going to do what we say we're going to do. You do what you're going to say you're going to do, and we'll all be happy together, pretty much. So, great template, great contract. I know you use it as well, right, Tim?
Yeah, I actually use Troy Dean's 10K website proposal template, as well as the next one on our list here, which is the Contract Killer. It's not as easy to find, so we're going to have a link to it in the show notes on wpthepodcast.com for this episode. But I kind of use a combination. I started with the one from WP Elevation and then found the Contract Killer one. There's definitely a lot of similarities, and so I kind of took a few pieces from that that was not in the Troy Dean, and then added some of my own stuff too. But as David mentioned, the Troy Dean's, as well as the Contract Killer, very, very understandable language, and so clients like that. So when you send it to them, they're not going to be overwhelmed by a bunch of legalese jargon. It's very easy to understand and straightforward, and there, it's parts of it are kind of funny too. One of my clients told me he was laughing at a few parts of reading through the contract, and that's the whole point of these contracts. Is they're a contract, but they're also a proposal. That's why Troy Dean calls it the proposal template. They're supposed to help you win projects, and they absolutely do. I've won lots of projects thanks to these contract proposal templates.
Witty contract proposal templates.
Yeah, witty. There you go. That's a good way to describe it.
Next on our list is a new tool that we recently started using in our business called Better Proposal appsumo.io. There's this wonderful platform out there called AppSumo. I'm addicted to AppSumo, Tim. My name name is David, and I'm an AppSumo addict. You know, it just so happens that, you know, AppSumo was running a deal on this Better Proposals, and I coincidentally had listened to WP Elevation Troy Dean's podcast that week, and they interviewed this guy that wrote this software program, and he was a WordPress developer that really wanted to take his proposals to the next level and have everything online to where people could, you know, view their proposal, review it, make any additions to it, comments, anything, sign them online digitally, and have the entire transaction happen online on your website, which was very appealing to me. So check it out.
Check that out.
Betterproposals.io. Fantastic tool. We're loving it so far. Clients seem to love it as well. So,
yeah. And it's worth noting the contract that I've developed from the other two, I do e-signature through Adobe Sign, which is a tool that comes with the Adobe Creative Suite or Creative Cloud now. I want to check out betterproposal.io because I would love to have it integrated into my website.
Yeah, and I'll say this because we use that's how we normally do our proposals is we send out the PDF and they e-sign it and, you know, but the logistics of we would still have to create the proposal, export it to a PDF, send it over to the client, and Better Proposals just cut out all this stuff. You build it in one place, you finalize it in one place, you send it from one place, they sign it from one place. It's really, man, I feel like I'm a salesperson for betterproposal.io, but
yeah, it's should be giving you some commission.
Yeah, man, I might have to do an affiliate link on that one if they've got one. So last but not least on our list, Tim, go for
attorney.
It.
Attorney. Yeah, so obviously we are not attorneys, and most likely if you're listening to this podcast, you're not either. And so at the end of the day, if you want a absolute 100% ironclad contract, the best way is to consult an attorney. Obviously, that's going to cost you a lot more money, but if you're doing some really, really high-level, high-volume contracts and projects, then it might be the best route for you.
Yeah, contracts can get pretty pricey. You know, we recently did an RFP, a really large RFP. So I decided competition was going to be stiff and I wanted to get a professional to handle these RFPs, which is a request for a proposal. That's what this means. A lot of government organizations, municipalities, larger web contracts are going to be set in the form of an RFP. So I did some research and said, you know what? I'm going to look at hiring a professional proposal writer to do this RFP for me. And I was shocked. There were several thousand dollars outlaid and you don't even know if you win the contract or not. So you could potentially spend thousands of dollars and not win. So it was an eye opener for me. Needless to say, we didn't hire any RFPs, Tim. We wrote it ourselves. Yeah. We'll find out in the middle of September whether or not we get the contract or not. So that's it for today's episode, Tim.
Awesome.
Anything to add?
Nope, that's all for me. Yeah, good episode.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to subscribe and like our podcast. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.